It's been in my pocket most of the time. I actually left it at home today for the first time in a while, but it's been really, really cool showing it around, and because people's reactions have been amazing. I think that's been the best part, is seeing people's reactions to it, and then, you know, some of the obvious questions that come along, like, how did you get on that team, and how did all this come about, and what's Connor Bedard like, and but, you know, the reactions to the medal have been awesome, so I'm not getting tired of that.
How powerful is the connection to Owen Sound, both when you were there in Halifax in Eastern Canada, and now that you've come home with the gold medal?
Well, like you know, Fred, everywhere I've gone representing Canada at the U18s and U17s, I've always been really proud to you know, talk about my representation with the Attack, and that's no different this time. So it's really strong because I know that it's such a big deal, you know, hockey here, especially with Hockey Day in Canada coming up, and you know, anything that shines, you know, the spotlight on hockey in this region is huge. So and Owen Sound's been such a huge part of my hockey life and getting to do these things. So I love talking about my time in Owen Sound and where I live anywhere that I go.
I think if you go back a few years ago, like Owen Sound and the hockey, the Owen Sound Attack and the hockey atmosphere here was kind of a little bit of a secret, but I think the secret is out. I think a lot of people are finding out that Owen Sound is a great place to come, great place to play hockey.
Oh yeah, and being at that level where you have players from all over junior hockey and NCAA, and you talk to people with, you know, with the national organizations and stuff, like everybody knows about our program here. You know, everybody knows what we've done over the last decade or so, and what a successful organization it's been. So that's no surprise. If anything, people want to talk about, hey, how do you guys do it? What's it like in a small community? Like, how do the players like being in Owen Sound? And those are common questions when it comes up that I'm with the Attack.
Andy, tell me about the transition, going from the Ontario Hockey League with the Attack to the World Junior Hockey Championship and coming back. Is it a difference? Is it a huge difference in terms of caliber, in terms of excitement, energy, atmosphere, the whole shebang?
Well, I mean, the caliber is an obvious, you know, jump, and you're dealing with the best 22 players in Canada, and you know, your selection camp for us was 34, 35 players, and the competition got ramped up right from day one. So, yeah, and everything's a little faster. Most guys are drafted. Some guys have played in the NHL. Some guys have played in the American League. So, yeah, the caliber and the pace of the game and the pace of practices goes up right away. As far as job goes, I mean, for me it was just more focused because I was there strictly as an athletic therapist and we had a 3-man therapy staff. So, you know, you're really hyper-focused on those things. I didn't touch a skate or, you know, have to do any repairs of any kind while I was there like I do here. So, you know, you just kind of lock into something, which is awesome. And you just get laser focused on what those players' needs are every day.
I was going to say, can you give us an idea of what you do? Not only do you look after the therapeutic needs of the players, but you do other things too.
Well, like here with the Attack, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of in charge of anything to do with equipment and, you know, day-to-day operations of the dress room. So, like this past week, we had the trade deadline. So part of my job was to get new players settled in here, get them uniforms, get them the equipment, but also get their medical records transferred and find out who they are as players and get them integrated into our system. So, you know, when I'm with a national team, you know, you're just focused on that day-to-day working with the guys, whether it's stretching or whether it's therapy or whether it's, you know, hydration, nutrition, all those things. It's really focused on that. Andy, here it's kind of all-encompassing.
Finally, Andy, at the World Junior, who impressed you? I mean, it really was a Connor Bedard show, but above and beyond him, who impressed you at that event?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if Connor didn't impress everybody. I mean, myself included. Everything he does is, you know, hyper-focused, and he's the best. He's in the best shape, and he works the hardest, so he's where he is for a reason. But I think guys that really impressed me otherwise that I didn't know were like a Tyson Hines on the back end, and, you know, a guy who never seemed to lose a 50-50 puck the whole tournament, and you know, Joshua Roy, you know, like what a player he is. He can play all situations and come to the rink with a smile on his face and just, you know, just want to do whatever to help us win a gold medal. And, you know, Shane Wright was a very impressive captain, and obviously, you know, Thomas Milich was incredibly impressive. And, you know, you just pick up so much from watching these kids and what makes them successful. I can bring that back to our guys here and sort of say to them, hey, you know, these are the things that make these guys great and why they're going places. And, you know, this is some of the things you can integrate into your game.
I was going to ask you just one more. What's your favorite part of your job, and what's your most unfavorite part of your job.
We don't have enough time, do we?
Wow. I mean, well, favorite part of my job is being on the bench and just, you know, having that best seat in the house, because everyone always asks, like, what's it like to be there when somebody scores a big medal, like at the World Juniors? Well, you have the best seat in the house. You're right in the action, right? I guess the least favorite is being on a bus at 4 a.m. and not knowing where the hell you are. Yeah, that's, you know, those are the nights where you're like, oh man, how long can I keep doing this? But you know, you quickly get back into the groove the next day, and you have another game, and you're sharpening skates and doing your thing. But yeah, I think waking up at 4 a.m. on a highway, you don't know where the hell you are. That's the worst part.
I've done that
every morning. We'll see you tonight, Andy. Good luck against the Colts.
Yeah, thanks. Look forward to seeing you there tonight, Fred.